Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, April 13th, I hope you're well. Coming up.
This year I realised it's just really difficult to win the Masters.
Rory McIlroy makes history in Augusta, and will a €500 million package be enough to stop protesters? Plus we've all the other news making the headlines, and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Rory McIlroy has achieved an historic win at the Masters. He's won the golf tournament for the second year in a row, becoming only the fourth player to be a back-to-back champion. The Northern Irishman posted a 1-under-71 yesterday to finish on 12-under, one shot ahead of American Scottie Scheffler. After his win at Augusta, McIlroy had this message for his wife Erica and daughter Poppy.
They have to put up with me at home, and trust me, sometimes that's a tough thing to do. But they have been my biggest supporters, and this has definitely turned into Poppy's favourite week of the year.
The Dáil will vote tomorrow on the latest package of measures to alleviate the fuel crisis. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe has a rundown of what was agreed.
The government package went further than was indicated initially by ministers, providing for a 10 cent a litre cut to petrol and diesel and a 2.4 cent cut to marked gas oil from midnight on Tuesday, subject to Dáil approval. It also needs to be given the nod by Europe to breach minimum tax requirements on diesel. The carbon tax increase planned for May has been postponed until October, representing the first time ministers have broached any disruption to the tax. Separately, packages have been agreed for the agriculture and haulage sectors. Hauliers will be given between €200 and €1,200 per vehicle per month, backdated to the 1st of March. Coach and local link operators will also have support payments through their contracts with the state. It brings the total intervention from government to more than €750 million so far, with the previously announced excise cuts extended until July. That will be paid for through the general government surplus, but ministers have warned the interventions, combined with lower economic growth due to the war in the Middle East, may leave them less wigglery room to announce new measures in the budget.
The Taoiseach, meanwhile, says he has no guarantees there won't be protests across the country again today after the government announced its fuel package. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says any attempts to blockade critical infrastructure will be stopped, but he can't say there will be no protests again today.
We haven't any guarantees in terms of what protesters may or may not do, although some of the representative bodies had contact and so on, but the representative bodies know the frameworks that we have to operate within, and so there was good constructive discussions.
The National Emergency Coordination Group is warning it could take days for fuel deliveries to return to normal. While a number of blockades have now been dispersed, it says any disruption to port operations, fuel distribution and supply chains remain, along with continuing disruption to the road and public transport networks. It's again urging people to avoid unnecessary travel and only purchase essential fuel. Meanwhile, the government will face a Sinn Féin motion of no confidence this week. The party says the disruption across the country in the last week highlights what it calls a failure to respond to rising costs for households here. Sinn Féin Deputy Leader Piers Doherty says the government has failed to listen and it's coming back to bite them.
There's a determination that people are not going to give in until government act. And that's the message that the government really need to hear loud and clear, that people need action, that they need to understand the pressures that people are under. A failure to deal with that has resulted in a situation now where people have no confidence in this government. And that is very, very clear from everything I'm hearing on the ground.
Donald Trump says the US Navy will secure the Strait of Hormuz from 3 p.m. this afternoon Irish time. It's after talks with Iran in Pakistan ended without any peace agreement over the weekend. The US president has warned American forces are locked and loaded and any Iranian hostility will be blown to hell. Alan Eyre is a former US senior diplomat. He says the economic fallout for the rest of the world continues to deepen.
The longer the Strait of Hormuz stays closed and there's not a resumption of normal maritime traffic, the more cataclysmic the economic consequences will be for the Gulf, for the region and for the world.
Meanwhile, Israel has continued to pound Hezbollah targets inside Lebanon, putting intense pressure on fragile plans for peace talks tomorrow. Over 1 million people have been forced from their homes by airstrikes and evacuation orders, including families, children and the elderly. Sena Bassim from Islamic Relief Lebanon says hundreds of thousands of people are living in fear.
There were children, women, people who were displaced. They were very nearby. So the thing, like now people are living in the fear, especially the people in Beirut. They don't know where to go. Beirut is not safe anymore for them.
The Taoiseach has congratulated the new Prime Minister-elect after the centre-right TISA party won Hungary's general election. Viktor Orban conceded defeat last night after governing the country for 16 years. Election turnout hit a record high of 77%. Back home, two practical exams won't be going ahead today due to disruptions from blockades. The Leaving Cert Music and Junior Cycle Home Economics practicals have been deferred. The State Examinations Commission has made the decision as it can't be sure all examiners and students will be able to travel to schools. However, the Department of Education has confirmed Bus Éireann school transport buses will resume today. Social Democrats education spokesperson Jen Cummins is hitting out at the last minute decision to put off today's practical exams.
It's very disappointing for those students who've been spending the Easter holidays getting ready for, you know, Leaving Cert and Junior Cycle exams. It's last minute to let people know that they won't be doing exams today. And really, my heart goes out to them. The exam time is very stressful for students, and this was avoidable. And I think the Department of Education Youth should have made this decision earlier.
6 in 10 teenage Australians say they still have social media accounts despite being banned from the platforms if they're under 16. The first major survey since the law took effect in December suggests that tech companies aren't properly enforcing the measure. These young people in Australia are among those who've gotten around the new rules.
It's failed completely. Failed to block people from using it, and also failed as an idea.
Because most people have either used a fake ID or their parents' driver's license to make the app think that they're older.
And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland will train in Gdansk even later, ahead of tomorrow's Women's World Cup qualifier with Poland. Carla Ward's side are going in search of their first points in the group after losing to France and the Netherlands in the opening two games. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.